Hello,
Armando.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hey, Zach with Bank of Cardiff. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, happy Friday. Let me call you right back.
Okay.
Zach, I'm here.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. I know that, you know, you're dealing with some things right now with the theft of your property and stuff, but we just wanted to see if you're still looking into seeing what we could do for your business.
I'm going to do it. I got everything ready, and I just, you know, was waiting for, because what happened with me, and I was like, you know, putting me in behind, and I have to work double, and I was like, you know, trying to figure out some things, but right now, do you want me to see, to send the papers? And
yeah, if you could do that right now, then I could just start working on that stuff for you, and you know, see what we could make available to you. It'd be a pretty quick turnaround, maybe about 48 hours, and I could have some information for you.
Okay, and how much you think
be approved for? You know what? I really can't tell you. It's really tough to say because I haven't looked at any of the documentation, and I don't want to give you any sort of false hope or, you know, just throw out numbers out there that may not be true. So we would have to take a look at your paperwork first to really give you some solid numbers there, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But I know that you're looking for upwards of 100K, correct?
Yeah, like 150, like something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's really tough for me to determine that, having not seen any of your documentation.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to take a look at that, and then we can get you some feedback pretty quickly.
Okay, so you need me to send the tax numbers?
So
the last 2 years' taxes?
So that application, did you already fill out the application?
My friend is going to help me do it, yeah.
Okay.
And we're supposed to go to the lawyer. I was talking to her, yeah.
So we need that application filled out, and then we would need the 6 months of the most recent business bank statements?
Mm-hmm. The thing that I use both of the accounts, that's one thing.
Okay.
I use my personal and my business.
That's
and sometimes
okay.
I use the credit and stuff. That's why I'm trying to get some, you know, loans so that way I can, you know, have the money put up somewhere. And like I lost the job that I told you because I don't have the money to do it. And
right. So you just need some money stored away so you can, you know, pick up those larger jobs, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what
gotcha.
I mean.
Okay. So yeah, you said that a lot of your customers pay with credit card as well?
Depends. They pay cash and stuff like that and you know, but I have the insurance and everything.
Okay. So, you know, we would just need to see the bank statements, you know,
mm-hmm.
from both accounts, and then the first two pages of the most recent tax return. I think that you're still working on that one.
Well, I got it, but I didn't report what it's supposed to be, because I was going to, I'm still paying, yeah.
Oh, okay, do you have the 2014 tax return then with an extension?
No, I got 14, 15, and 16, yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean 14, 15, yeah, I got both, and
okay.
13 too.
So, yeah, so we just need to see the 2015 tax return and then the bank statements and the application. And, you know, that's all we'd really need to be able to make an offer for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking of that, but because somebody sent me a credit card for $300,000, and I'm like, no, I don't want to get into that because they charge too much percentage, and, you know.
That sounds really risky.
Yeah, I don't want too much. You know, I want something that I can pay because I have some more places, like a renter's, like money coming from the renter's.
Right, right. Yeah. So you just want enough to help the business, but not be over leveraged, basically. So it's makes it difficult for you to be able to pay everything off.
Yeah. So I mean, and, right. I just want something to be able to pay. You know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, money in one thing in my apartment, I make like $2,800 a month. Yeah. And my other job, I make like 35 more than, you know, I got three jobs, three things to money income. So.
Okay, so you own apartments as well?
Yeah.
Okay, have you thought about potentially maybe using those as collateral for a loan?
Not really, no. I want money to do some apartments and to help my business.
Okay.
To do the apartments and to do the business.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are
those apartments, do you own them outright? Are you paying on those as well?
Oh, no, I owned it.
Okay. Yeah. The reason I ask is, you know, just in case, you know, just it's more options for you, basically. If you wanted to, you know, we can see what we could make available, and if that's not enough, we could potentially use those apartments as collateral and get you the money that you do need. So I just was trying to figure out every option possible for you.
Yeah, well, I would just use one house. I mean, the house where I'm staying right now, which is a big house. They haven't changed it. I don't know how Google changed it, but, you know, right now it has eight rooms and three bathrooms. So.
Oh, wow. Do you live by yourself?
No, I live with some family, you know, family.
I was about to say, that's a big house to live in by yourself.
Yeah. I edit up and stuff, but you know they haven't near the Google Map thing, and you know I've been doing a lot of stuff.
Gotcha.
In this house. Yeah. But I must send the papers and see the thing is right now I didn't know they were gonna call so many people, and that's why I stopped doing it, because once I call some the first person, they send like everybody send offers and stuff like that,
right.
like that.
You got to be careful with those too, because some of those people, you know, don't have your best interest in mind. You know, they just wanna take money from you.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm looking, still looking, and my lawyer, and he helped me, and he's checking everybody.
Okay.
See if, you know.
Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. I would do probably the same thing, actually. But, if you wanted to see what we could just, any feedback for you, if, you know, you wanted to send that stuff over today, we could probably have some information for you by Monday.
Okay. All right, so let me see if I can do it today. You're in California, is that right?
Yeah, and I'm going to be in the office until 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, so I think that's 6:30 your time?
Yeah, 3:30, 7:30.
Okay. Do you have my email address, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, so if you're able to, if your buddy's able to come over and help you out with that stuff, you know, when you're done, just shoot it over, and you know, I'll start going to work for you.
Okay, I'll do that, and I'll send you an email or something.
That sounds good, Armando. Have a good day, and we'll talk a little later on.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye.